Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, hour number two, Felger and Maserati. Jimmy Stewart's phone is weighed in. Jimmy Stewart's phone, in case you're not familiar, is, again, as I said before, not to be taken lightly. Jimmy Stewart's phone has given us Kyrie Irving to the Celtics years ago, which I stupidly ignored at the time, and let Bedard, of all people, prattle on about Connor McDermott. And we ignored Jimmy Stewart's phone, which I'm never going to do again. Okay? So that's the last time on that. What else has Jimmy Stewart's phone given us? Do you remember?
I gave you most notably Brady's injury against the Titans a day or so after the fact when everybody else had it 2 weeks later. I also gave you Tom Brady's itinerary for free agency last season. Those are probably the two most notable things outside of Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, you were early on Jason McCourty too, but it didn't happen particularly at that time. But
I was like 6 years early on Jason McCourty.
But I do, with the Brady free agency, you were the first I ever remember hearing about the Bears. And then, what was it, months later, you hear the Bears were one of the teams that were also interested.
Okay, so Jimmy Stewart's phone again. Take it seriously. Here's what Jimmy Stewart's phone and his sources weigh in on today. He says Jimmy Garoppolo is the target. Jimmy Garoppolo is the target. He's the one guy available who will look past the weapons in favor of the system. Jimmy thinks Bill is as responsible for his payday as his play, given he went to San Francisco as an untouchable asset. If the cost is manageable, Bill pounces. Belichick knows he needs help on offense, but Garoppolo comes with an immediate buy-in. He'll have to convince him less on the eventual turnaround of the team as opposed to an unknown, like Stafford, Wentz, etc. Watch for San Francisco to be in on a quarterback upgrade, in parentheses, Rodgers. So, your thoughts on that, Mass?
Oh, I think there's absolutely something to it. And I think that if, and when I say something to it, I mean, I think if you draw up the list of the guys, the players the Patriots would want and target, I think Garoppolo would be at or near the top. And so for lots of reasons, and the familiarity is among the chief ones, I think that that is huge. I think that Bill knows he can bring in a guy he knows him, that'll make the transition easier, and it just speeds up the whole process. And there's, again, a known commodity of familiarity there, let alone a capability. And I know that Garoppolo is not perfect, okay? But overall, when you look at his career, his rating's just under 100. He's 24-8. You know, he completes 67.5% of his passes. It fits. Garoppolo's a fit. It's a fit. It's always been a fit. And now, does that mean they win a Super Bowl with him? I'm not even going to get on that road yet, because who the hell knows? But they'd be better, and it would work.
I'm certainly no Garoppolo guy. That is well known. But I can live with him. I can, especially after last year and the wretched quarterback play you got out of Cam Newton. But the reason I think it fits the best is, if just from a Belichick standpoint, if I'm Bill Belichick, and I truly want to win, and that means off the field as well, The path for him bringing in Garoppolo and proving to the Krafts and to Brady and to people like me that he was right all along, you got to do it with this kid, don't you?
You nailed it. Nailed it.
I mean, that's a big part of it, too. No question about it.
I mean, it's not really the right reason, but...
But from Bill's standpoint, don't you know he would love to do it that way?
You got it, Murray. You got it. Does Bill care about the talk show?
No. Yep.
Oh, yes. 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 This is why. Yes. He obviously cares about the talk show. Why do you think Linda Holiday's blowing people on Instagram? Why do you think they're feeding crap to Tony Romo about you watch out for New England this year? That's someone. That's the Crafts or that's Bill. And you know Linda Holiday's back has gotten up on this whole thing. They care about this narrative, Murray. That's what I do. Does Bill care about the narrative?
Yes. Oh, of course he does. Yeah. No, that's okay. The reason I brought this up in the first place. I was mistaken there.
So when I say the talk show, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's my way of saying the narrative. Bill cares deeply about the narrative. He cares what people are saying. He cares about the perception. He cares about the talk show. That was my allusion there. So if Bill cares about the narrative, it has to be Garoppolo. It has to. If Bill brings in Aaron Rodgers, or you know Matt Stafford probably qualifies too. We just go back to saying, well, Bill needs an elite guy. Bill needs an elite quarter. He can't win without an elite quarterback. He can win with someone other than Brady, but without just a guy, you know, he's like every other bozo coach. He's at the mercy of the quality of his quarterback play.
Oh, I think with the Rodgers thing, too, I think there's a massive risk for his legacy. Because if you sign a legitimate Hall of Fame quarterback who already has a ring, if he fails to win it with that type of quarterback, well, then that's more dirt on the grave of the Brady versus Belichick thing.
If Bill wants to prove it's about him, and I think he does, he cares about the talk show, he cares about the narrative. If he wants to prove it was about him, it's got to be Garoppolo or Stidham. You know,
yeah.
It's got to be his guy that he created, he brought into the world, he developed, because then he gets to turn around and say, well, see, I had it. The owner stepped in the way and Brady outlasted the thing and I got deprived of my plan, but here's my plan and it's working. So suck on it. I was right all along. That's how Bill gets to blub people on Instagram with his wife, and it's how he gets to win the talk show. That's why he needs Garoppolo. Stidham would work too. Okay? If Stidham could play a lick, Stidham would work in terms of the talk show. Maz brought up Nick Foles coming here next year. So I would also say it's not as dramatic as winning with Garoppolo, but if he won with a scrub quarterback, and I don't know if Foles quite qualifies, but this was my whole thing with Brian Hoyer. You know, Brian Hoyer, Andy Dalton, if he wins with a scrub like that, then he also gets to say, see, it's system, not quarterback. But the real win for him, the real win, is Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah. Look, Garoppolo's his guy. I mean, there's no two ways about that. And to me, it's a fit in every way imaginable. So he's probably at the top of the list. I just question whether or not it can really happen. And when I say whether or not it really can, for lots of reasons, one of which is San Francisco's got to make a decision, which means they got to get another quarterback. And then you might have to outbid teams. Because they're, let's face it, right now it might not be the most desirable situation and they might not have the most to deal.
I don't see that, Maz. I don't see Garoppolo being a hot commodity.
You tell me the Bears wouldn't want him or that Indy wouldn't want him?
I think he's a diminished asset right now. I think, unfortunately, the way he played in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl leaves a mark. It shouldn't leave that big of a mark, you know, but it does. And then the health thing is a major factor.
Oh, huge. It's the number one reason.
The dude can't stay healthy.
Yeah, it's the number one reason. I mean, okay. You know, if you look at it right now and you say, if Kyle Shanahan wanted Kirk Cousins, okay, Kirk Cousins plays every game. He really does. He almost never misses a game. Matt Ryan never misses a game. I think Matt Ryan has missed one game since like his second year in the league.
Maz, I think, you know, so teams that want quarterbacks, I think that Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Justin Fields, right off the top, are more a team would go with one of those guys over Garoppolo.
Sure.
Okay, so there's three teams off the board. Then Deshaun Watson, of course, and I think Matt Stafford is ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think teams would value those guys ahead of Garoppolo, right? So there's two more off the board. I mean, you tell me, who do you think would have a bigger market right now? Carson Wentz or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I would say probably Wentz.
Yeah, probably Wentz.
Probably. Okay.
Just because he was an MVP candidate in 2017 before he got hurt.
If Aaron Rodgers shakes free, which I think the Packers should do, they're denying it today, but if I'm Green Bay, I'm moving on sooner than later. Now I'm moving on from Rodgers. Take another team off the board. If the Jets decide to draft somebody, Sam Darnold's going to be available. I think a lot of teams would rather have Sam Darnold, given the fact he's cheaper and younger. You know, then Jimmy Garoppolo, I think Garoppolo is going to be a depressed asset. I don't think there's going to be a bidding war for Jimmy Garoppolo. The Bears might want him, but they're not going to like go into a bidding war for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, so again, then where is, you know, San Francisco? First of all, is going to need an upgrade, so they're going to have to get one of these guys that you're talking about. And the other element is that you're talking about all these guys moving. What if they all don't move? What? Because, and I know that the number you threw out with Schefter was 18. And look, believe me, I would love to see that.
I mean, I just went through it. It's possible.
It won't be 18, Mike. There's no way it'll be 18 quarterbacks.
Well, if the Packers puss out, it'll be hard to get to 18. But if the Packers do the right thing and toughen up and tell, you know, Aaron Rodgers to hit the bricks, it could be 18. It could be.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that many. I think a lot of these guys are going to end up standing pat because a lot of these teams talk big. And then when it comes time to actually pull the trigger, they do what the Niners did last year. They tighten up and they don't do it. And then Brady ends up in Tampa Bay and we can't figure out why more teams didn't want Tom Brady. And the reason is because they don't have the balls to actually do it.
But Garoppolo makes so much sense for Belichick for all these other reasons, too. The reasons we don't like.
Huge.
You know, the reasons we don't like are Garoppolo won't bust his balls. Garoppolo won't complain about what's around him. Garoppolo won't complain. He'll probably redo the contract. You know, he'll play ball with the Patriots, right? He'll play ball with Bill. You play ball with Bill, he'll play ball with you. We just saw that with Cam Newton. And Jimmy Garoppolo will come here and be a good little boy. He'll come here and be a good little boy. He'll be thankful that Bill's giving him another chance. He will be in no position, nor would he ever want to, complain about what's around him. He'll play ball with him on the contract. I think he'll come. I think, again, we'll see how it plays out. I think he'll be a reasonable price, meaning second round or lower. And I think he's the guy. But I think most importantly, I think this has cut deeply into Bill. And you can tell. You can tell by the way Linda Holiday is responding. You can tell by that Romo nonsense at the end of that game. You know, out of nowhere in a Chiefs-Bills AFC title game, he says, watch out for New England next year. Like, what?
I know, that was stunning. Stunning. Okay,
so they're feeling it down there, and they should be. They should be. Brady is making them look bad. And Bill specifically, his only answer, his only real true answer is Garoppolo. It is. It's his surest path to victory if it works. Which is, hey, I had the guy. Don't look at me. I had the guy 4 years ago, and they made me get rid of him. Now he's back. Now he's back, and you're seeing what we are. And so, to you, Murray, and your stupid pirate ship rejoins. I had the guy, and they made me get rid of him. But now that he's back, we're back. And so all of you can suck on it.
I had the guy.
That's why it's the guy. There's a lot of reasons why it's the guy. That's the guy.
Oh, my God, please. You think I'm insufferable now? If Garoppolo comes back, we're having pasta dinner on Sunday every week.
Let's pick this up on the other side with your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and ass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Just a non-stop whirlpool of kerfuffle.
Kicking a hornet's nest every single day.
You gotta listen to believe it. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And not before we go, though, to the Bills Mafia, this team of yours. Great things still to come. Everything is exquisitely in place. The coaching, the roster, And, of course, number 17 is going to be a glorious run for the Bills coming up. We're going to see them. I have no doubt in this spot.
They'll be back next year.
No question.
They will. I'll tell you what. The AFC, it's going to be similar, Jim. It's going to be loaded. I'm telling you, New England's going to get back in this thing. I have a feeling Belichick, with that much salary cap, he'll find a way to come back in this thing. And, oh, man.
Out of nowhere. Hey, don't forget about us. Don't forget about us. As Tom Brady on the same day is going back to the Super Bowl with another team. Oh, the Pats are feeling it. They're all feeling it. Don't you get it? As much as you all wanted to deny it, all these little petty jealousies and ego plays and the palace queue that we call it, all this stuff, it's real. It's real. It's all real. I'm sorry if you thought it was just fake news or a media creation or whatever. It is real. I'll give you another example of it here next segment as well. It's all real. And, okay, so that's the PR game, the, you know, telling Tony Romo, don't forget about us, to put that out on Championship Sunday. But do you actually think they're going to do it? Do you actually think they're going to go big? And I do, except at the quarterback position. I think at the quarterback position, Bill is going to find someone that plays ball with them. But elsewhere, I do think they're going to go big.
Well, I do only because, you know, I think getting Garoppolo isn't big. You know, if you have names that are going to be out there, so say, you know, this thing with the Packers is going to fall apart and Aaron Rodgers is available, like, that's a big move for the Patriots or any team. Getting Garoppolo back here, I think, in the grand scheme of things, out of, you know, counting all 31 other teams, that's not that big a move. And he was your guy. So that's why I find it reasonable, and that's why I think it can happen. And it does feel like the Niners are done with them.
Okay, so when you say it's not big, let me ask you this. If they brought Garoppolo back, would it resonate with the fan base?
Yeah, but it's not a blockbuster.
Okay, but then it's big. If it resonates with the fan base, it's big. I'm not telling you it's Aaron Rodgers.
You think people are going to do cartwheels, Maz? You will, but do you think, by and large, most Patriots fans are?
I think it'll send a little jolt through there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Again, I'm not telling you it's Aaron Rodgers.
That celebration comes with trepidation.
I think that people will look at it and go, "Oh, Bill, get his guy back," and it ignites something. Now, again, will it succeed? I have no idea. Will it spark interest in the fan base? Hell yeah. Of course it will, just because of the relationship between the two.
It's a good story, but I don't put it in the blockbuster category.
Yeah.
I don't. I think Stafford's more of a blockbuster.
Totally.
Rodgers would obviously be a massive blockbuster. I think a trade up into the top, you know, 10 or something like that would be more blockbustery than bringing Garoppolo back. It's a nice story, and it, you know, I think it certainly gives Bill his shot to say, I had it all along, folks, and I think that is important to him. But I don't think that it is a blockbuster type of move, which is why at that position, Murray, I'm with you. Like, that's why I think it makes sense. I think they might go big at other positions, but to go big at quarterback is just...
It's just not them.
I don't think they're ready to give in like that yet. I don't think, you know, they made their bed. They said, we don't want the quarterback to take up X amount of the salary cap. They said that to Brady years and years ago. They planted their flag on that. They let Brady go on that, and they're not going to cave on that after just a year. They're not. Get back to me in 2 or 3 years if they still suck, and then they have to blow the whole thing up, okay? But at this point, I think Bill's in a mode and in a place where he can prove, or he try to prove, I still got this my way, and I think that's what they're going to try and do, and Garoppolo's doing it his way.
Yeah, and so I don't think they're overpaying for a quarterback, period, even if it's Stafford. I don't think you're going to see him pay out the nose for it. And so this to me speaks to their philosophy on the whole thing. And Mike, just to back to your point about, you know, are they going to be aggressive? Are they going to go big at other areas, if not quarterback? Don't they have to? I mean, doesn't Bill have to at least be more aggressive than he usually is?
Yes.
They are in desperate need of talent all over the field. What's he going to do? Take another half-assed approach just to, you know, pick up junk and go 6-10? And then what? If he doesn't have a good year, and again, good year doesn't have to be a great year, a year of progress. I rule out nothing in terms of his standing, because I don't think they can have another year like this one.
Okay, as promised, your phones. Let's buzz through them. Martin on the Cape. You're up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Martin.
Murray, I'm begging you for the Linda Holiday version of Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man. As if the return of Lumpy Dumpy Matt Patricia wasn't bad enough, now Pats fans have this new torture to endure. Mike, if you go on vacation in any other part of the country, you can wear colors and logo of any team, and you might draw a couple of random comments. But if you wear the harassment magnet of Patriots gear, all the opponents have an endless amount of bobs to throw at you. And now they have Brady grenades to throw at you. Any airport, at any moment, they can tear into you. They just sit back and say, yeah, good dynasty. Or the Patriot way, ooh, three murders, two suicides, human trafficking, found guilty by the league on all three cheating scandals. And now you have to listen to it was all Brady. You got lucky when you picked him. You underpaid him for years. And you couldn't hold on to the best football player ever with no concrete plan to replace him.
Well, that's the worst part, Martin. I'm just going to stop you right there. The worst part of it, you heard Zoe say it in the promo we had coming into the break. The Patriots, when Brady said years ago, a couple of years ago, I want to play to 45 and I want you to set me up as if I'm your guy until I'm the age of 45, the Patriots looked at him and said, we don't believe you can make it to 45 as the same guy. And I don't blame him for that. Like, I felt the same thing. I mean, that is just, it is human biology. At some point, I didn't know Brady was actually a cyborg. I didn't know that. Turns out he is. He's not human. I thought he was, and I thought by the time he got to 40, 39, 42, he'd look his age like the rest of these guys. So the Pats got that wrong. A lot of people did. The worst thing is that they didn't prepare for it. They didn't prepare for the next guy.
It's the number one sin. Are. Yeah, it is.
But I'm telling you, Garoppolo's the only guy that allows Bill to go all the way back and say, I had it right from the start. That's the guy. And that, I think it is important to them. And that's why I think there's a good shot that it happens. Never mind the fact he's going to be affordable.
Important to him, not them. You said them. I think it's important to Belichick. I don't know.
It is important to Bill. Yeah. Yes, right. The Crafts, I think, just want to be back and winning and
yeah,
all
relevant.
Of that.
Yeah.
Bill, there's a little bit more. A little bit more there. Wayne in Yarmouth, go.
Well, I wish Bedard was still there because he made a point that he doesn't pay attention to the NFC or even care about it. Then he proceeded to prove that point because he was blowing smoke about Rodgers doing as much as Brady would do if he had been with the Bucks in that same game Sunday. And my God, how can he possibly, with all his knowledge and experience, think that Rodgers could have anywhere near the kind of leadership and game management that Brady has? He's got to start admitting these things.
I mean, there's just the Brady's value is hard to quantify on some level because it's a tone-setting thing. It's a belief thing, and there's no stats that prove that. It's just, to me, Maz, it's the track record. Mm-hmm. It's doing it for two decades. It's not a one-off thing. It's two decades of it, and then it's going to a completely different team with a completely different culture and doing it again.
Right.
So at some point, you've got to give it up say that this is different, this is special.
Yeah, look, it's always the pattern. It's always the pattern. You know, again, because the one-off can happen just about anywhere with anybody who's got some level of talent. And so, now look, Greg can believe what he wants. I don't agree with Wayne and Yarmouth. If Greg believes that Aaron Rodgers is that special kind of player, he can believe that. You can pick worse guys than Aaron Rodgers, believe me. Now, I happen to disagree with him. I do think there's an intangible component and a leadership quality that some guys have and some guys don't. Like, how many times have I said it about Derek Carr? He gets in the huddle and the other guys look at him and go, really? Come on. Are you really? You're going to lead us? Like, no way. But when Brady does it, and again, the track record matters, but I think Brady walks in the room and Brady says, here's what's going to happen. Here's what we're going to do. I think they listen. They listen and they gravitate towards him and they line up behind him. And there aren't many guys that can do it the way that Brady does.
And meanwhile, Brady's trying to prove a point. And Bill's trying to prove a point. And you may not want to have believed this for the last couple of years as those storm clouds were brewing, but it is real. It is Brady versus Bill. They both care about it, and they both care about the narrative, i.e. the talk show. Another example of it, more evidence of it, comes your way right after Big Jim Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass. Way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Your 10th Super Bowl, Tom, in 21 years. It's virtually impossible to have achieved this. I know you want to win the game, but if you can reflect for just a moment on doing this with another team in your first year and bringing Tampa back to a place where they haven't been in quite some time.
You know, it all happened. You know, we've been on this journey, obviously, since the spring, and COVID hit, and our team found a way to get some valuable work in, and dealt with all the different protocols over the course of the season, preseason, and it's just a lot of mental toughness, and our team certainly has a lot of mental toughness, a lot of poise, and I'm just, again, proud of everybody for the achievement, the accomplishment, and I just know, you know, it's a great thing to celebrate this game, it's a great accomplishment, but there's another one to celebrate that's about 100 times the feeling, but in the end of the day, you got to go win it. And we're going to do our best. We're going to lay it all on the line like we always do and try to go win, be a great football team. And at least, we get to be at home, which will be unique. It'll be a great couple weeks of prep, and it'll be a lot of excitement.
Tom Brady with our guy, Jim Gray. At least we get more of that, Murray.
Another week, Tom. The more you win, the more we talk.
Phone sex with Jim Gray. All right, so I want to circle back to the mental toughness.
I'm glad you said that, because so do I.
No, go ahead. Why don't you do it now?
Okay, because, we've been talking about these interceptions and the disagreement over whether they're good interceptions or bad interceptions, and, does Brady know when to turn the ball over? And you know what it is at the end of the day for me? It's not about the mistake or when the mistake happens, or they all make mistakes. It's what you do after the mistake that matters. And Brady doesn't cave. Ever. He doesn't cave. He threw a pick six against Atlanta. They were down 28-3. He came back and won. He threw two picks against Seattle, and he got some help down at the goal line, but he came back in the fourth quarter and won. He had a bad game against Kansas City in the AFC title game, but they came back, and then in overtime, he was money. Third and 10 three times. It's just, he doesn't relent. And so if you ask me, why is he able to win those games? That's what I would tell you. It's at what he does after the mistake.
100%. As usual, I buried the lead and left out the most important thing. It's not that he throws interceptions on the plus side of the field, which he tends to do, and the timing of the mistakes aren't backbreakers. That's all true. But the real reason why he wins playoff games despite throwing interceptions is because he also makes big plays when he has to make them.
Mm-hmm.
And the interceptions it doesn't go from bad to worse. He overcomes them. And I told you Colin Coward, mentioned something about this. I want to play that for you coming up here in a little bit, because he put it well as well. But first, this thing about them caring about the talk show, the narrative, the back and forth. Oh, God. Could not have been more real. We might have underplayed it, in fact, Maz, in the last couple of years here. As much as we try to sensationalize the thing and people got on us for it, we might have been conservative.
No, we didn't do a good enough job.
Seriously. Because, boy, the ink isn't dry on that. It's not the Lamar Hunt trophy. What's the NFC trophy? I should know this. The Packers don't win it enough for me to know.
George Halas trophy?
The Halas trophy, maybe. Okay, so whatever. The ink isn't dry on the NFC title game, where Tom Brady Sr. isn't in the Boston Herald saying Belichick's on the hot seat. How about that? Tom Brady Sr., Belichick on the hot seat. Ah, you think it doesn't matter to these guys? Holy crap. Karen Garesian writes, Patriots owner, and of course, Robert Kraft gets the kiss. Because Robert always, you got to kiss, Robert. Okay, so he gets the kiss. Patriots owner Robert Kraft reached out to Brady after the win. Brady Sr. spoke fondly about Kraft and his relationship with Tom. Quote, Robert's always been a spectacular owner for 25 years. He is sincere in his feelings for Tommy when he expresses his feelings, and it's vice versa, said Brady Sr. Tommy feels the same way with Robert Kraft. He has had an extraordinarily close relationship with him. I know Robert is rooting for Tommy right now, as I know Jonathan, Danny, and the whole family is. There's no question about that. End quote. Karen writes, missing from the list? Mr. Happy, Bill Belichick. I put in the Mr. Happy part. Missing from the list is Bill Belichick. Cracked Brady Sr., quote, I'm guessing he's on a little bit of a hot seat right now, end quote. It's not 24 hours later, and Brady Sr. saying, I guess Bill really screwed that one up, huh? Oh, that's so good.
Oh, my gosh, that quote, just the quote, okay? And I'm not talking about the hot seat quote. He rattles off every name in the Kraft family. Like really, I'm surprised he didn't mention Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia, Josh Boyer, every guy on the coaching staff, every guy in the roster, and leave Bill out. Wow, what a kick in the head that was. I was surprised to see this. I just thought, you know, for all the crap I've given Brady over the years, he generally takes the high road, and it always has, right? To see his old man, like, reaching over and grabbing Belichick's head and pushing it in the bowl of soup, like...
They're enjoying it.
I guess he's on the hot seat right now. Oh, wow. Like that, you know, that's a shot. Like, I wonder how he's doing. He might be in trouble there. Screw this one up so badly.
Yeah, Bill's your ass getting warm.
Oh, my God. What a shot. So, like, I mean, I just think it's all just sort of simmering. It's simmering. When Tony Romo comes out of nowhere and says, look out for the Patriots, and Linda Holiday's blowing people on Twitter, and Brady Sr. saying, well, I guess Bill's on the hot seat now, huh? I wonder how long he's going to last. I wonder if Tommy's going to outlast him. You know, it's all there, which is why it's not unreasonable to make this about Brady versus Bill, because they've made it about Brady versus Bill. So if Bill and Brady are going to make it about themselves, how do we not make it about themselves? That's what it is. And I will just reset and I will restate it. Belichick's best answer is Garoppolo.
And to then win with him.
Succeeding with Garoppolo. Right, exactly. Winning with Garoppolo. If he falls on his face with Garoppolo, that's it. You know, it's...
I think we just lost Felder. First time today, it was only a matter of time before that happened. But Murray, no question. If Garoppolo comes back and Bill goes 12-4 and gets him in the playoffs,
it's going to be the best way for him because he wins on and off the field. He proves to the Krafts. He proves to Tom Brady. He proves to the football world. He proves to doubters like me that it was more Tom than it was Bill Belichick. That Bill was right all along, right? Like, that was the guy. You forced my hand. I had to move on from him. Now that he's back and now that I've won with him, see, I was right.
I'll just tell you, if Patriots fans think this thing is bad now, and it's bad. Okay, he's back in the big game. He's back in it. It's bad. What if he wins it?
Oh.
What if he wins it? And I know Mike's back because I know you mentioned that Colin Coward had something we wanted to play.
Yeah, we'll get to it next, about explaining Brady's mistakes and, you know, what the difference is with him and other quarterbacks. But, it's bad right now. Just wait. Wait to see Brady win it. Wait to see how the Pats react. That's why it's still good. Chapter one is in the books, and it's just going to get better. Or worse, depending on your point of view after this.
I have a parade in Tampa right by Mons Venus.
More on the difference between Brady and Aaron Rodgers right after this.
Felger and Mats on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and
kindergarten classroom.
Really is. Just slinging poo at each other.
Daycare for grown-ups.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's not slow down on facts. The defense held Tom Brady to 19 first downs. It was there for the taking. He made 3 second-half mistakes. And yet Tom Brady this morning has the same number of NFC championships as Aaron Rodgers. Fact, last 15 playoff games for Aaron Rodgers, 7 wins and 8 losses. He gets credit for all the wins annually and never any of the blame. All I know is this, Brady wins those games a lot and Aaron loses those games a lot. It was there for the taking.
And that's our buddy Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports. I'll play a longer cut here in a second, but I agree with that, Maz. I agree with that. And you know why? The answer is why. Why does Brady win games like that and Aaron Rodgers doesn't? They both made mistakes. They both made killer mistakes. But someone consistently wins those games and someone consistently loses those games. Why? Why does Rodgers lose those games and why does Brady win them?
Because Brady's undeterred. Undeterred. Always. And bounces back and overcomes mistakes better than anybody ever. And by the way, I would tell you that largely, Brady is really the outlier. Everyone's kind of like Rodgers. I mean, Peyton Manning's 14-13 in his playoff career, right? And so we're talking big samples now, Mike. How many games has Rodgers played now? He said 7-8 in the last 15. But so he's .500 quarterback in the playoffs. I'd venture to guess that you look at most of the great quarterbacks of all time, or you know, most of the good ones, and they're all probably right around .500 in the playoffs. I haven't done the math. There's a hand few that are outliers in the big games. Montana's one. And then there's the biggest outlier of all, which is Brady. So it's Brady who's different is the point, right?
It's his ability to shake off those bad plays in the biggest moments. Because if you, like the 3 interception thing, so I wanted to know what it was in the regular season. Anytime he's thrown 3 or more interceptions in a regular season, it's happened 9 times. He's 0-9 in those games.
3-1 in the postseason.
3-1 in the postseason. I mean, that's absurd.
You'd think it'd be the opposite of that, right?
So, again, I mentioned earlier, I bet the guys in the playoffs lose 9 out of 10 times, and Boston Sports have actually ran the numbers, Murray. Again, every other quarterback throwing 3 interceptions or more in a playoff game is what again?
17-109. That's 17 wins and 109 losses for a winning percentage of 135.
I mean, it really is about that mental toughness thing, Mike, because when it starts to go bad in big games, most people can't get it back on the rails. They just can't. It's hard to do. I'm not minimizing the accomplishment, but this is what makes Brady unique. It starts to go off the rails and he says, "Nope, reset. We'll be fine. Just got to get it going again."
I mean, for guys that throw interceptions in playoff games, however you stack it, it's got to be a losing record. In other words, when Brady's thrown 1 interception in the playoffs, he's 8-4. When he's thrown 2 interceptions in the playoffs, he's 4-3. You know, like I bet if Boston Sports and Fran, all those numbers, if a quarterback throws an interception in a playoff game, what's his record? I bet you it's below .500. I bet you it's below .500. Brady's 8-4. And never mind the 2 interception games, 4-3, and the 3 interception games, 3-1. But again, it's not about the mistakes. It's about the plays that he makes, right? So against Seattle, he threw a couple of picks. How was he in the fourth quarter? Kansas City, AFC title game. You mentioned it earlier, you know, wasn't particularly good in that ball game. Fourth quarter overtime. How was he? And that's what separates him. So I just want to pick up this Colin Cowherd cut because I think he sort of delves into this, and it really is a difference. It is the difference between Brady, Rodgers, really Brady and everybody else. Go ahead and just roll. It's a little bit longer, but go ahead, Jimmy.
This morning, Aaron Rodgers has the same NFC championship record as Donovan McNabb. Folks, it was there for the taking. Brady threw 3 second-half picks. Tampa only had 19 first downs. Vita Vea was on limited snaps. Both the safeties for Tampa were out. Multiple drop passes. Antonio Brown didn't play. If you look at the box score this morning, you're mystified how Tampa won. 19 first downs, only 25 minutes time of possession, 3 interceptions for Tom Brady, all in the second half. All I know is Tom wins these games a lot. and Aaron loses them a lot. You become your quarterback. There's a reason Green Bay is the anti-Chiefs. Green Bay fell behind and got tight. Aaron got snippy. They're the anti-Chiefs. The Chiefs are loose and fun and risk-taking and joyful. And they play almost better from behind when challenged. Green Bay does not. And to me, that says something about the personality of Mahomes and the personality of Aaron Rodgers. You've got to overcome in the playoffs. Four times in Tom Brady's career, he has thrown three interceptions in a playoff game. He's 3-1 in those games. He overcomes. Green Bay's last seven playoff losses are to teams they lost to 7-for-7 in the regular season. They can't overcome. They can't beat a team that beat them. Brady just did last weekend. You've got to overcome. Kansas City overcomes deficits. They did yesterday. They did last year. You got to overcome picks. You got to overcome fumbling at the 1 yard line. Aaron is a baller with a lead and often a bailer when trailing. And the minute they fell behind, it looked like a lot of Packer games in crisis when they fall behind. They couldn't overcome. That defines the playoffs.
Yeah, I think he puts it really well there. And there's some details in there that I knew without knowing the exact number. But how about that? The Packers' last seven playoff losses were to teams that they lost to in the regular season. I mean, talk about that. Like, you know, not being able to overcome, as he says. You know, once you get the Packers down and Aaron Rodgers down, he's down. They stay down. That's it. They don't fight back. They don't claw back. And, you know, the other line in there, you become your quarterback. This is what we're trying to, you know, tell Bedard or others that, you know, and it's a hard thing for offensive linemen or people who want to talk about the outside leverage of the edge defender. It's like you want to think all those things aren't important. They're not nearly as important as your quarterback and how he plays and how he carries himself and all of those things, Murray. You yes. become your quarterback.
Some people just think intangibles, people make too much about it. And I don't. I think it's greater than 50% when it comes to the great ones and how they perform as professional athletes. Something, the things you can't explain can sometimes be the most important things, like that leadership quality and to be icy cool when you have a terrible game, when you have three interceptions and to bounce back like nothing happened. So Aaron Rodgers, 2-8 when throwing an interception in a playoff game.
Thank you.
1-2 with two interceptions, 1-6 with one pick. I mean, that record's atrocious.
Yeah, it is.
Guys are like that.
Yeah, I looked up Peyton Manning. When he throws two or more, he's 2-5. So again, and it happens to all of them. And this is, at the end of the day, it really is what separates Brady, is when it goes bad, he doesn't hold on to it. In fact, he gets more determined to come back. And it's really about the resiliency of Brady than it is anything else. The guy's amazing. The guy's amazing.
In this game, it was kind of the inverse in that he didn't finish strong. And it's not like he made the plays at the end that he had to make. It was the beginning, but it was just as important. I mean, he was dialed in to start that game. He set the tone of that game. You know, third and long isn't going to matter. And he was super sharp in the first half of that game, gave him the big lead, which if you know Green Bay, usually is that's it. They don't come back. Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back. So a fast start was important. Setting tone was important. We're going to walk into here into Lambeau Field, and this is how we're going to play. And so when I say Brady made the plays he had to make when he had to make them, I think it was the first half. That was important. That's where they won the game. They won the game in the first half, even in the last play of the first half. That's how they won the game. And so Brady can make the mistakes, but he's also making the plays to win the game, whether they're early or late, and the other guys don't. And, you know, I think that sums it up. So either way, it's all on the table. Everything we got to with Greg Bedard, everything we've just done this hour. Again, Jimmy Stewart's phone weighing in that saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is the target. I think from the narrative standpoint, which Bill does care about, that's the guy that makes by far the most sense. That's on the table. Aaron Rodgers potentially available. I don't know to you or to anyone because the Packers have sort of walked that back today. That's on the table as well. We'll get to your calls on all of it after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.